Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, read by the poet Paul O'Mahony, Canto 10. The elephant forgot. He couldn't remember his own name. Only his presence was embedded on his psyche. He'd have lost himself. Like a whale that travels the sea, enthralling the plankton. Like a hippo submerged in squelchiest mud. Our mammal was made in our likeness. I am who am the great one of earth, not to be confused with the almighty. The role profile short, get the characters to work, show them the way, the Tao of the trunk. Go back 5,000 years if you like, but be here, now. The name of the elephant didn't forget. It was named after the magnificent moment on page 1 of Genesis. Like the anti-guru, the anti-name, the anti-elephant is an antidote to blur. Stay focused on day 9. It took but 6 days for the Almighty to be ready for rest. Puffed out. We earthlings can't afford the luxury of living inside our pens. I drive you on from the front. Like any good leader, I bring you on from your belly button, midway down your flame, like Napoleon sleeping with his troops on the road to Moscow. I push you on from the back, like the leader hewn from platinum, who'd rather die than lose one of the convoy. I am the elephant, who's as much an infant as you. We are past base camp. We are breaking from the pack and pushing on because why are we climbing this Amazon of a mountain? Simply because it's there, here to be climbed before the ice of December forms and we are locked in with Shackleton's ship and crushed like twigs. Cross the Rubicon, drive yourself into the territory of the startups, entrepreneurs, whiz kids, Enterprise Ireland. Push yourself forward over the narrow boundary between invention and madness, between the touched Dinalidia. Remember John Mills looking out on the Blasket cases from Slayhead? He was the centre of the community. He had enough disabilities to qualify for not only the sympathy vote, but the ancient position of the film. And the incubated genie, fireflies and mosquitoes, grasshoppers, crickets and daddy longlegs. We have ways of describing our micros so they're not confused with our nanos. But it was here Nintendo was conceived, a garage industry, no longer slim enough for the risk-taking youngster obsessed with world revolution. Mercury, my middle name, young man, one of those almighty you've grown to disrespect. The pendulum swings, your parents' parents feared me. I am the terrifying promiser of salvation. Oh yes, it was believe in me or I'll purgatory you, even hell you. And if you're stupid enough to go and die before we can christen you, we'll limbo you. Those were the days, my friend. Your genes thought they'd never end. Never would the Last Supper result in anything but Judas exposed. The Last Supper, fresh as the first, delivered by an am who am, ad maiorem Dei Gloria. You might as well laugh. I suppose you're right. Votan was greedy for gold, not because he wanted trinkets or glitter from the riverbed. Votan spoke almighty, a palace, a branded heaven, a residence fit for the promise of the gods. Poor man, you lose a leader. An icon for your tribe. You lost your faith and start again on the Genesis enterprise program rungs of the ladder. I see Dr. Jimmy Devins, Minister for Science, Technology and Innovation, is a live wire sponsor of the innovated, graceless, raw, transportable talent needed, though not heeded. Man cannot live by latte alone, but by every word the crowd decree to be reliable, viable, and fucking viral. You may be fooled yet. New enterprise in Ireland is built on the back of cute hewers of wood, grafted from stock sliced from the tree of eternal life, grown in a Donegal garden centre back in O'Donnell's days. St. Patrick was an O'Donnell, caught up with an O'Neill before the clans were born. Patrick de Stack would tell you the story, but he's otherwise engaged on his novel. You take my word for it, Patrick was an agent of the devil, sent to take back his emissary snakes after the work of inhabiting the wombs of Ireland was sufficiently done to ensure it wouldn't be an easy task to uncover one honest soul on this godforsaken lake of tears. Watch on Veilvacht, be warned. He flashed, simply disappeared, globalized into etheric dust, left the Rubicon after the afterglow of Hannibal's elephants. There may be more trunks in Ireland than anyone suspected. End of Canto 10.